This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, we go from one great football analyst to another. He covers both the Eagles and the entire National Football League, both locally and nationally. Of course, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's an announcer for CBS during the football season. And one of our favorites here on WIP. He's here at McGurk's in Roersford today as we broadcast from McGurk's in Roersford. It is the Rally in Roersford, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We get ready for the Eagles and Cowboys tomorrow night. We get ready for the Eagles season to start tomorrow night. Our guy, Ross Tucker. Ross, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. It is awesome to get this thing started by seeing all of you in person.
How about
it? Knowing we'll do this for an hour every week all season, and even more awesome, that bacon, egg, and cheese croissant that I just had here at
McGurk's. Oh, you went croissant?
I did.
I went long roll.
I went long roll.
Too. Yeah, me too.
Why long roll?
Sometimes the croissant's just a little too much on the breakfast sandwich when you got the bacon, egg, and cheese going already. You know, the long roll soaks up some of the grease. Mm. Throw a little hot sauce on. You know,
no, you don't need the hot sauce.
Croissant is the best vehicle.
Eggs without hot sauce is a disaster.
Sandwich.
Yeah,
you eat eggs sans hot sauce.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Oh god,
most of my family they actually prefer English muffin breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, I like English muffin.
I do too.
Get down with that.
I like the sauce. I'm with Devin. I like the softness of the croissant.
See, I'm a bagelsman in a perfect world.
Bagelsman.
You know? Yeah. I'm going bagels.
Ross, you know who's soft? The Eagles for thinking it'll throw them off if they watch that ceremony tomorrow night.
I thought you were going Fritz there.
I thought you were doing Jack Fritz, too.
Yes, yeah.
You know who's really soft. All right, let's listen to Sirianni yesterday. No, the Eagles aren't soft. I'm going a little far there. But I do wish they would be out there for that ceremony. Let's listen to Sirianni yesterday with his very brief explanation of not attending, not watching that ceremony, which is going to happen tomorrow night. Listen to this exchange from the press conference yesterday.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
Okay. Ross, what do you make of the decision? Team is going to be back in the locker room. Obviously, it's minutes before kickoff. What do you? And look, they're getting ready for a football game. And that's been one of John's points, that there is a, you know, essentially a ritual to get ready for a football game. Don't disrupt that. But this is a unique situation. What do you make of it?
I have very mixed emotions. You know, on the one hand, it's such a special experience. And I think it means more. It would mean more to the fans if the players were out there.
I agree with that.
And, you know, I guess the older I get, not to be sappy, but the older I get, the more you realize just how unique and rare certain life experiences are.
Sure.
And I understand the mindset of we're moving on and blah, 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 blah. But, man, to see that thing unfurled, because they didn't really do it in front of the home crowd.
Well, you can't
win it at
home.
You know, they did it in New Orleans, yeah. Right. So I don't like that aspect of it. The flip side is Sirianni is extremely consistent. And you can't really preach – you know, February, March, April, May, we're moving on. I mean, these guys, you hear these quotes from Mailata and Landon Dickerson. It's like, that was last year's team. It has nothing to do with this year. I mean, they had the ring ceremony. They had the parade. They had the White House visit. I think that they would argue they've had a number of times to commemorate the occasion. And Sirianni's really big in kind of practicing what he preaches. He can't – he decided at some point – we're not trying to defend this thing. We're not trying to repeat. It's a new season. He decided that was going to be his messaging. I understand why he thinks he needs to practice what he preaches and not then say, oh, by the way, we're going to be out there for the banner so you can, yeah. Guys can enjoy it one more
sure.
time.
No, I get it. You know, Ross, I made this point earlier. There's a micro and a macro, in my opinion, in this discussion. The micro is what we're talking about now, which is tomorrow night, us as Eagles fans, them as players, that experience, whether you like it or not. But the macro is sports, man. I got to tell you, the deeper we get into this thing in America, the more I feel like it's becoming more and more staid. Coaches don't say anything. Players are careful with what they say. No one hates each other anymore. I mean, I don't want to sound like a Neanderthal, but I kind of miss the old days. I miss the Buddy Ryan. And look, I know they didn't win anything with Buddy Ryan. But, I mean, I love when Ray Rhodes would be, you know, he would say stuff about Barry Switzer. It was freaking awesome. Buddy and Tom Landry, Buddy and Jimmy Johnson. Like, I do want them to win at this level that they've been winning lately, but I got to be honest, I miss a lot of that stuff.
Hey, did you see where CeeDee Lamb said he's going to be out there for it?
Yeah, and he said motivation.
He wants it as motivation. He's going to be out there. So I just have like a great visual of the only person on the field
know.
Being CeeDee Lamb, just like by himself, just watching.
Well, part of his reason was also for guys like Jalen, who he played with, for them to, and they're not even going to be out there for it.
Do you miss the old days, Russ?
Very much so. Yeah, very much. I mean, you know, when you're a fan and you're growing up, you want to believe that the guys really hate each other that much, and it's and that
I think they used. I think they used to.
Well,
like when Seth was called by Jerry Jones late in his career to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and his words were, "Hell no." So, you know, that means something to me. As an Eagles fan in the year 2025, that still means something to me.
Yeah, so that is awesome. The flip side of that, okay, the flip side of that is, you know, I played for five teams, right? So every game I had before the game and after the game, I knew a bunch of guys on the other team, you know, and I'd be like, hey, man, how are you? Like, how's your wife? How's your kids? Sure. Like, when you're in your teens and younger and your fan, I hated the Cowboys. I have a picture on my phone. I started a game for the Cowboys against the Eagles.
That's so weird.
Wow. A primetime game
so
in 2002.
Right. Let's like, turn his microphone.
Thank you.
It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
And I
hope Corey Simon kicked your ass.
You know what's so funny about that? You guys will love this. I know I've told this before. I don't care. We're playing the Eagles Saturday night game, one of those late in season Saturday night games, right?
Yeah.
December. I had a buddy of mine. He called me and he's like, dude, I can't believe you're really going through with this. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, dude, what? Like, you're playing against the Eagles? I'm like,
like you're marrying the
right.
Is he saying you like fake an injury or something?
He's like, the only thing I can figure is you're gonna let Darwin and Corey get a couple sacks to make sure we get home field advantage. I'm like,
yeah,
first
that was
of
a
all,
big game.
I'm like, first
that.
Of all, Dom, you work at Verizon in the mall, okay? Nobody for the Eagles organization even knows you're alive. Secondly, the Cowboys are paying me to play for them. Like, the Eagles didn't want me. The Cowboys got me. But so they all – picture them all being the same bar in Reading.
Sure.
And anytime the Eagles got a sack, which was a lot that night,
yeah,
they were like, yes! and then they would all wait to the replay to make sure it wasn't my guy.
That's great.
I clearly came in second.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Your family, like your sister, your mom and dad, they then root for your team. Your buddies don't care. Your buddies are not switching allegiance at all.
Makes sense. All right, so last year was obviously very, very special. It's why there will be a ceremony tomorrow night, albeit without the players and coaches on the sidelines, because the Eagles did, in fact, not breaking news, win the Super Bowl last year.
Don't tell Nick.
So on this, the day before the new season starts, and we have not played this for about 6 months, since February of this year, Parade Day is the last time we played this. After they won the Super Bowl, Joe Wechter went into the lab and put together an all-time season montage of what happened last year. Marilyn Mike on the calls, Devin on the sideline. Let's listen one last time before this season begins to what went down last year. Maybe the Eagles players would turn the channel off right now, but you don't have to because you're not playing in the game tomorrow night. Listen to what happened. What a season. We're going to need a montage.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
Eagles of the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurst looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Hurst into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped. He put it into the hands of Barkley, and he dropped it. A win was in the Eagles' pocket. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go! Touchdown, Saquon Barkley! And the Eagles are going to pull off the upset.
Turn out the lights on the Saints.
Bucks 33, the Eagles 16.
This team's 2-2.
The kick is blocked. It's picked up by the Browns. And into the end zone goes Rodney McLeod.
It's hard to win in this league. Like, when our crowd cheers for us, we thrive off them. And, you know, we hear them when they boo. We don't necessarily like it.
Did you guys think it was loud?
No.
Did you think it was loud? Somebody answer. Just say yes.
Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene. He is going deep, and it is caught. Devontae Smith. Touchdown. The bomb. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted to Kobe Dean! He picks it off of the end zone. The Eagles are going to escape. The Kobe Dean saves the game. Herb sneaks, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown! Dallas got him. Eagles beat Dallas. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside. Uh-oh. He's at the 40, the 50. He's going to go again. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, his all-time record, 72 yards. Stafford. Here comes the rush. He's in.
BT.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I got chipped. Tore my tricep. Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. And I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building.
As the catch is made by Henry, and he is just bounced down by Cooper DeGene.
Cooper DeGene comes up, wraps him up, lifts him up, and puts him on his back.
The final score, the Eagles 24, the Baltimore Ravens 19. Barkley, first down. Saquon Barkley has just set the Eagles all-time single-season rushing record.
It's your boy LeSean Shady McCoy. Super special shout-out to my boy Saquon Barkley for breaking my record.
Can the Eagles win the game right here? Back goes Young. He's being chased. He's running with the football. Firing, and it's back down! Eagles win!
What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. I know that one is trying. And I mean, 11 could be a little better.
I want to start off by just, you know, apologizing to my guys.
BG, which is being BG, is emotional. You know, me and Jalen are good.
Hurts, looks, fires, complete. A.J. Brown in the back of the end zone. After the game, the reporters will ask A.J. Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passes.
His head hit the ground pretty hard there after he took the hit from Frankie Louvu. So on this third down play, Kenny Pickett is going to come in.
Pickett back. He fires. He completes. A.J. Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass as an Eagle.
Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history
as the Eagles finish with a 14-3 record.
Once you get into the postseason, it's a one and done.
Nixon takes it at the goal line. He is hit hard.
Ball came out.
The Eagles have it, a turnover on the very first play of the game. Back goes Love. He fires, and it's intercepted by Bourne. Zach Bourne, first team all pro. Touchdown, Goddard.
He beasted him. He just pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
It wasn't the best game the Eagles ever played, but it was a very solid win.
Hurts, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown!
The snow is now coming down for the first time. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up. Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford in the gun. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter, Jalen Carter. If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. Stafford back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs, and now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
Hurts
pitches it out to Barkley, takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. 60 yards on his opening touch.
Fourth down and 5. I'd rather see them punt even this early with a 2-point lead.
Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Hurts is going to throw. He's back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup I like.
A.J. Brown, he is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Encroachment. Defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior.
I've never seen that.
The Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention, air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
It's one more. That's all you got to say is one more. John's not finished. We're excited. We're going to savor it, but we got one more to play.
The NFL's two best teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, are about to collide in Super Bowl 59.
From the city of Brotherly Love, your 2024 NFC champions, the Eagles!
Hurts, he sneaks, he's pushed, and he's in, touchdown! And the Eagles break the ice in Super Bowl 59. Mahomes in the gun. Play action. They surround him. They sack him! At the 25, they've got him. Josh Sweat. They've got him again! They've got him for the second straight play. And this time it's Jalen Hunt. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Cooper DeGene, a pick six in the Super Bowl on your birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
I didn't even have a celebration planned. I was just running around like crazy, like a little kid.
He is grabbed. They've got him again.
This offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs
flat out cannot block the Eagles' pressure, and they're bringing four men.
Me and BG were kind of talking after every sack, but that's one.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's two. That's three. How many we get?
Hey, we got six today.
We're going to make a t-shirt on
and
that.
And we have 15 pressures.
Yeah. He fires over the middle and it's intercepted again. It's intercepted by Zach Bond. Hurts is back. He's looking. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown, A.J. Brown. What a throw. That was a lightning bolt.
We can't rewrite history, but we can make it even. And we damn sure did tonight.
Saquon Barkley has become the NFL's all-time single-season rushing leader, regular season and postseason combined. Pack those Hurts. He steps up. He's going to run. He's across the 40, 35, 30, slides down at the 25-yard line. Jalen Hurts can't be stopped.
If it takes all the hate and all the scrutiny and all the different opinions for me to be a world champion, then keep it coming.
Hurts back, looking. He is going deep, and it is caught. Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. It's a perfectly thrown ball by the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Put some respect on his name.
Mahomes is back. He's hit. He fumbles the football. A fight for the ball that the Eagles have.
It's Milton Williams that gets him from the backside and get the football out.
Vic, man, he did an amazing job out there in that booth, man. You know, he was calling his ass off today, man. He really turned his defense around, man, and brought the Philly swag back.
Super Bowl 59 MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Hell of a game to do.
Yes, it was.
Jeffrey, congratulations to you, your organization, the coaches, the players. You started in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and you ended up as Super Bowl champions. Take the Vince Lombardi home to Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
And that, of course, is how it sounded last year, courtesy of not only the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles, but our guy here with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the Hall of Famer, Merrill Reese, in the house. Merrill.
Thank you, Joe. It is great to be out here at McGurk's this morning at Warriors Ford. And
And just to hear that gives me goosebumps because it was such an amazing experience for all of us.
So great. And, Merrill, we had to play it, you know, one more time before this new season begins, which we'll talk about at great length today. So we got Merrill here. We got Ross with you. Devin, Rhea, Seltzer, Joe DeCamer, John Ritchie. Wonderful to be with you from McGurk's in Roersford, all part of the rally at Roersford. Day before, of course, the game and the season. It's all presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Remember, you can get out here anytime over the next 10 hours as we will broadcast as a radio station through 6 o'clock tonight. All sorts of food specials, drink specials. Terrell Owens will be here tonight from 5 to 6, so please be a part of that if you can on site. If not, be sure to listen or watch on YouTube. Let's also give you the chance right now to have a chance tomorrow to win tickets to this Eagles-Cowboys game. So, of course, we give away tickets prior to every Eagles home game, typically on the Friday for a Sunday game. But in this case, we'll give them away tomorrow for the Thursday night game. We gave you one name yesterday at 8 o'clock. We're going to give you a name in a moment here at 8 o'clock. We're going to give you a name tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Know the three names. And if you get those three names right tomorrow when we give you the cue to call at 8 o'clock, of course, Rhea, people will win tickets and they'll win them courtesy of NovaCare.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So let's give a name right now. Yesterday, we gave a very prominent person.
And the name is...
Yeah, I didn't know Buzz had it. Yesterday, a prominent person in the history of the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. Today, another very prominent person in the history of the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. And that name is the great Dick Vermeil. We give you the name of Coach Vermeil. And right now, of course, Merrill, we have you. And Merrill, you've called not all of them, but most of them through the years, the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Right, a lot of them, starting in 1977.
Sure.
There's a lot of them. I just saw in the paper the other day that Leroy Jordan died.
Oh, yes. Did he?
Yeah, he was the one who started the hatred towards the Dallas Cowboys when he knocked out Timmy Brown's teeth.
Yep.
Eagles had a running back named Timmy Brown.
Sure. Teeth, plural, how many are we talking?
How many teeth?
Yeah.
I think the maybe four.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
That's quite the hit.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, so, Merrill, there was that one. There was the hit on Carmichael that so I was before I was born, but what was it? It was near the sidelines and considered a cheap shot. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. That was Thurman. Nate Thurman.
Okay.
Nate Thurman.
Wow, how about it? So
he lost 9 teeth, just in case you were wondering.
Thank you, Ray. Ray
9.
Real quick on the research. He still made his way to an actor in MASH, if you remember. Timmy Brown was an actor
nine.
In MASH.
Wow.
So, Merrill, the Eagles and the Cowboys, the decision to not be on the field. Matter of fact, let's listen to Nick Sirianni talking yesterday about that decision. Then we'll get Merrill's impression. Here's Sirianni yesterday. The Eagles will not be on the field for the ceremony tomorrow night. Here's what the coach said.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
All right, so the first party's joking about the second party serious. Merrill, what do you make of it?
Nothing. I mean, they had the Super Bowl. They had the Lombardi presentation. I heard John say, or Ross, the fact that they've soaked up all of this stuff from last year, and it was the greatest. I mean, the parade.
Yeah.
Just a matter of weeks ago, the ring ceremony. It is time for them right now to focus on one thing, getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys, and they don't need anything at that moment before the game to steal their emotion, to change their outlook, to cloud their plays that they are thinking about in their heads, keep them off there, and then bring them out when the game begins.
So, John, as a player, and this is probably going to be it. Is it an 8:20 or an 8:30 game?
8:20.
All right. So this is probably, John, as you know, an 8:10 to 8:15 thing. Would you, as a player, not want this
waiting to begin with? I mean, to wait all day long for an 8:20 kickoff, that is really tough.
Would you rather be in the locker room and follow your routine?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And it's no slight on the fans, no slight on the concept of celebrating last year's team. You know, it's just now's not the time. And I think that's the way those guys feel. You know, the focus is singular. Our team is focused on this game and moving forward.
So I can respect it. I can respect it and understand it, but still not like it. That's where I'm at. Like I respect the decision because I know it's about focus for tomorrow and focus for the season. I obviously understand it for the same reason, but I can also, as a fan, not like it. Now, Ross, you're the, because we got not one but two different players here, neither of whom won a Super Bowl.
Thank you, Joe.
I know, nice reminder. Wow. Very kind.
All right, Ross, if you, in a hypothetical world, had won a Super Bowl and were an active player the next season, all jokes aside, because obviously I was kidding with you guys. You guys know I respect the heck out of you guys. Played it. You laid it on the line. Ross, if you had won a Super Bowl, would you, in game one the next season, want to see the banner revealed or not?
So what's so interesting about that is I'm giving you my 46-year-old answer, which is I think I would. I think I would want to be out there. I think when you're 26 and you're in that locker room every day and you hear the messaging from Sirianni, I think these guys, it feels like they've totally bought into the mindset. I think when you're actually in it, you buy into what the coach is saying and you're all in on moving on. I want to kill Oso Odighizuwa and Kenny Clark and the Cowboys tonight, and I don't need to be out there for that. It's hard to say that, you know, 20 years later, but sitting here now, I think I would want to be out there, but I can understand the guys on the team now being totally cool with
it. Who knows where it started from, whose idea it was, but I will say this. It is very, in my opinion, on brand for both Sirianni and Hurts, who are, Merrill, they're two of the most consistent individuals I've ever seen in Philly sports, not just the Eagles. Like they walk the walk and talk the talk of like a singular focus. Is that a fair way to put it?
Well, they are focused and they don't change. I just hope that we have the banner raising not like they did the last time.
Yes, Merrill. Yes,
we had to fill in the booth while the electrical storm was on for an hour. Yeah. I mean, that was terrible.
And I remember when it was finally
I went on the air because they had to send it back to the studio, and I was hanging around.
And, Merrill, when the cloth was removed, I remember there was confusion in the stadium. First of all, some people were still in the concourse.
Yeah.
And I remember it wasn't like spotlight there, everyone looking up. Like all of a sudden, it was just there. Anyway, it was an unfortunate situation to have that 1 hour rain delay.
But I think it's great. But at this point, it's not for the players.
All right, we'll talk.
It is for the fans.
We'll talk about the coming season and the specific game with Merrill and Ross up ahead. Rhea, Devin, Seltzer, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie as well. It's all part of our broadcast today from the rally in Rochford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We're going to have some calls in the segment up ahead. Also, Nick Foles on the radio station yesterday. He was asked a great question. Does he get tired of being asked and having to answer about the Philly special? He gave a very thoughtful answer, as you would always expect from Foles. What he said, we'll play you that audio and much more up ahead. Phone calls as well from McGurk's in Rochford. It's part of course, the rally in Rochford, day before the game on 94 WIP. The rally in Rochford, getting you ready for the season, which, of course, starts tomorrow night. We broadcast on the McGurk's in Rochford. It's presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Hey, be sure to be here not only today, but any day. And that includes, of course, a game day. This is a great spot to be for a game day. Get some drinks, get some food, hang out with your family and friends, or make some new friends here at McGurk's in Rochford. Today, breakfast is ongoing right now, $12 for some great breakfast sandwiches, so please get them. Hugh will obviously be here at 10 o'clock, Hugh and Joe with their show. There is the Hugh Douglas Jack Daniel's signature drink called the Locker Room Punch, and it is called that because of the Hugh-Terrell Owens fight years ago, and Hugh and T.O. may break bread or break faces, depending on what happens from 5 to 6
You saying we might get the McGurk's punch today?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
The there McGurk's punch. Maybe the McGurk's counter punch. So be here today. You can, like, literally be here today with Hugh, Terrell. Yeah, Hugh Douglas. But T.O., who obviously doesn't come back to Philly too often, will be here today and 5 to 6 at McGurk's in Rochford. All right, so I said it earlier. Let me say again as I get ready for this competition versus Fritz, the basketball game, which we are almost positive will be Tuesday of next week at 4:30. We still don't have the location, although we're getting close to being able to announce that. I'm looking to hoop with anyone in the Delaware Valley that wants to hoop it up today. 4 o'clock, behind the Beth Air Shopping Center in Huntington Valley.
So I love this so much.
If you like to play ball, come on out. Huntington Valley, my hometown. I used to play there at the Good Court behind the Beth Air Shopping Center in Huntington Valley. So please be there. It's right by the corner of Huntington Pike and Welsh Road. And we'll play some ball starting at 4 o'clock, get some good running and get that conditioning up. All right, 215-592-9494. Merrill, do you get more nervous for game one than, for instance, game two?
I get more nervous for a preseason game.
Whoa!
When I have 90 numbers.
Ah, okay.
Half of only known to their mothers.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, the easiest game to do is the Super Bowl because you know both of these teams so well and there is so much to focus on. You get to the second half of a preseason game, I actually have topics in a corner of my notebook that I can bring up with
sure.
my quick sure. game
yeah.
plays.
Yeah.
And he actually did have to use those in the final preseason game up in MetLife. Yeah,
I'm sure he did.
Yeah,
he
not came surprising.
In handy in that one.
Yeah,
because I always say, it's not my job to make a game exciting.
Yeah.
It's my job to transmit the excitement that exists.
Sure.
But it is my job as a broadcaster to keep a broadcast interesting.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to worry about. But to be absolutely honest with you, I am nervous before every game.
Yeah.
Cindy gives me a stack of pancakes before because I can't eat once I get to the stadium until Joe McPeak cues us and we go on the air. And I feel like I'm floating for the
That's
next
great.
3 hours.
Love
it.
Hey, Ross. And
Ross's face when you just said that,
yeah,
by the way.
Ross,
I have no trouble eating whatsoever before the game. It does not affect me. I eat two or three times before the game. Right when I get there, the Eagles have that side
yeah.
table with the Philly pretzel. I'll usually grab one of them. Then I'll have an entree. Then at halftime, it's not amateur hour, I will get another Philly pretzel that I have saved for the drive home after the game
Strong.
In traffic.
Smart.
Mike could eat right through the game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And my friend Jim Nance, who was a wonderful guy, I saw a thing that says Jim Nance eats popcorn during the game.
No way, really?
I couldn't.
Yes, he does.
I couldn't wow. do that. I mean, I'd be choking and coughing.
Terrell
and
worried that it gets proud. In your teeth. You'd be worried that it gets in your
gosh.
Teeth.
Yeah.
I love my friend Jim Nance there, too. That was great. I love it.
Jim's a great
Hello,
guy.
Friends.
The how hard this season, the defense, a lot of the concern that's circulating is the new faces, you know, how hard is it going to be for Moro Ajomo, even though he's not a new face? We're depending on him at a new level this year. How hard is it going to be for him to do Milton Williams, a Milton Williams impression?
Well, I think that's one of the things that's so interesting about this team is that for so many of these guys, I think we're assuming that they're going to pick up where they left off in the playoffs and or take the next step. You know, Nolan Smith. Jalix Hunt, Ajomo,
yeah.
Jordan Davis had sacks the NFC Championship
yeah.
game in the Super Bowl. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. You know, I hope that's the case, but the reality is of these five D linemen or four, however many we're talking about, I think one of them is probably going to end up not being what we're hoping he would be or wanting to be. I don't know if that's Hunt or Nolan Smith or whoever, but I think we're all assuming a lot when it comes to this defensive line. But maybe John's even better than we think. You know,
so
maybe see, these are young guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they actually are even better, and maybe they take a step forward. We just – they're not, like, proven commodities yet.
Ross, what's your biggest concern about tomorrow night?
Probably that Dak Prescott really gets hot and that the Cowboys could somehow win a shootout. You know, I don't know. We don't I just said it. No more Josh Sweat. No more Milton Williams. Maybe Dak has time. And maybe they really attack Adoree Jackson. Maybe they really attack Sidney Brown. There's a mental mistake. They get some big play. George Pickens is a freak. We know what CeeDee Lamb can do. You know, that's the only scenario where the Cowboys win, in my mind, is if Dak has a really good game, which, by the way, he's had a lot of really good games over the years against the Eagles.
Oh, he's beating the Eagles more than the Eagles have beat him.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So that's the only way the Cowboys win is if Dak and the receivers are able to have a huge night against sort of this revamped Eagles secondary.
But, you know, I don't know that he's going to be the mobile Dak Prescott. Don't forget, he is coming off of an injury where the hamstring had to be reattached to the bone.
Yep.
Really serious. He missed nine games. I don't think he can be that kind of running Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he had the ankle thing not that long ago, too. He's had multiple lower body injuries that are serious.
All right, let's get some calls in here. I do apologize for not getting many calls today because I know we've got some people on hold. Obviously, we've had a lot of content with so many guests that include Shiel, Ross, Merrill. But let's get some calls in right now. Talk to Mac in Philadelphia. Mac, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Doing great, Mac.
I'm ready. It's game time. I mean, I'm one of the biggest fans, if not the biggest fan. But to put the whole fandom aside, I'm gonna be honest with you. I personally, if I was a player, I lived it. I won the game. I had the tours. I had the Super. I had the parade. This is an NFC opponent. NFC East. On top of that, it's a battle. It's always a battle. I think Nick Sirianni has the right mindset. I mean, not just the fact that hey, last year is last year, but we got to focus on the Cowboys.
Regardless. Listen, Mac, you bring up some good points. Let me give you an extreme analogy. This is about as extreme as it gets because I'd like to see the players out there. But again, I understand it. I'll give you an extreme analogy. If this was 2,000 years ago in the Roman Colosseum and they were gladiators and they were about to fight to the death, which the guys tomorrow night are not, but it's very violent, very dangerous, and it's very competitive. But if they were about to fight to the death in the Roman Colosseum, and I had won the last fight, and they wanted to honor me for winning the last fight, but I was about to fight for the death 5 minutes later, I would not want to be part of the ceremony to honor the last time I won the fight to the death. You know what I'm saying? Is that...
You're locking in at that point. You know yeah.
How did you come up with that?
Yeah, that's
you said some pretty wild stakes right
that's
there.
That's my
yeah.
point. They're locking it in.
Maybe because I'm getting ready for the basketball game versus Fritz.
Oh, that's the left. Right? There we go. Life and death. There
like,
we go.
Like Rocky said to Adrian.
Who's calling fouls in that, by the way?
Well, we're working
it's
on getting the ref.
An important question, Ross.
Yeah, we're going to get a ref. We're talking to a couple NBA refs.
You need to have a ref.
No, we will have a ref. We will not have a game if we don't have a ref.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And just play Joe, basketball. I have to tell you. Get it over with. Rough house. Play grown man prison style basketball. Point blank period.
Mac, I'm gonna beat him, man. I'm telling you, Mac. Give me an answer. What was highly anticipated?
Somebody already took my answer with the OJ. So, me being the biggest Eagles fan and what I was experiencing in 2017.
Yeah, I already said that one. You got to give me a different one. I already said 2017.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, somebody get, all right, here you go. Michael Jackson halftime. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was at the Cowboys Bills Super Bowl, the first one. Good one, Mac. Merrill, go ahead. What were you about to say?
No, I was going to say, because you talked to John, just brought up Moro Ojomo,
yeah,
and who to keep an eye on this year. I'm going to give you a number to keep an eye on as making a very, very significant contribution this year.
Hmm.
Number two. Jahan Dotson.
Ooh.
Because last year he came in before the last preseason game,
yeah,
and really never was in part of the chemistry.
Never gotten into the full
year,
swing.
We've watched him this summer, and I watched him. I'm a big Penn State fan. I watched him at Penn State. He's a phenomenal receiver. There's a reason he was a number one draft pick of the Commanders.
Yeah.
And I think this year he is going to be a go-to guy. I know they have a lot of great wide receivers, but he'll be open.
Merrill, I'm excited. Ross, I hope you guys share my excitement on this front. And I'm with you, Merrill, and I'll take it one step further. It does feel like there's a similar, on both sides of the football, where we once had weakness at third, at the zebra wide receiver, mm-hmm, at the third wide receiver spot, and the inside linebacker spot,
yes,
where once this team was just bereft of talent. Now, I love Darius Cooper. I love John Metchie. I love Jahan Dotson.
Yeah.
And so where once we had a dearth of talent, now we've got three guys I'm really excited to see. And on the other side, inside linebacking, we're what? Five deep now?
Right.
Guys are so skillful side to side. They can do everything. It's just it's a changing of the guard,
sure, Campbell,
on both sides of the ball.
Campbell will be out there. But let me tell you something. Young Trott can start for a lot of teams.
He sure could. And he will not play much on the defensive side of things because of the talent in front of him here.
Yeah, two quick things. One is what you said about Dotson, John. He's in the same category as the young guys on defense in that he played his best in the playoffs. Remember the Packers,
mm-hmm,
game?
Yep.
NFC Championship game? So he's another one. Does he pick up where he left off, or does he take the next step? The other thing, you guys were playing audio earlier of Sirianni talking about the roles for each team. I thought that was interesting when he specifically talked about Darius Cooper maybe being the dirty work guy.
Yeah.
And, like, doing some of the blocking. That would be news to me. I mean, he made it sound like perhaps Cooper is going to be active and Cooper is going to have to do some of that block. Which
the Johnny Wilson
stuff.
Johnny Wilson was
undrafted
big,
rookie,
6'7".
Tarleton State. That's a
big ask.
But
he's built for it. But that's the thing. But he's built when you look at him and you say, okay, first thought is he's a Deebo Samuel running back hybrid wide receiver.
That's the body type,
because
for sure
he's got the big thick legs and you know, he's a low center of gravity guy. I love that about him, and I know he's going to stick his face in there because he is proving himself, coming from the small school, coming from, you know, proving everyone, all the doubters wrong every step of the way. I'm sure he's going to get after it in the run game and grab onto people and try to throw them out of bounds.
You know, John, we talked all summer about who's going to return punts. I am thrilled that Britton Covey was back.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he was healthy in 2023, He was the best punt returner in football. He was electric, and I spoke with him yesterday in the locker room, and he told me that the neck injury that he had, the pain that he had from after breaking his shoulder bone, he said he is fine. He feels he is at 100% right now, and he can't wait to go. He could have stayed out there and re-signed with the Rams. He just was thrilled to come back.
Yeah, here. I was a big fan of that guy. I'm very, very glad to get him back.
He's terrific.
Yeah, let's go to Anthony in New Jersey right now. I feel like we haven't heard from Anthony in a couple weeks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Hammer, what's going on, man? Johnny Hendricks, Jimmy, my boy!
Anthony, we're getting really close to Tuesday, man. And you know what that means. End of the road for Fritz.
I mean, the end of the road. Hey, Hammer, man, it's been a while, man. I wanted to check in with you, man, let you know that we're still here, man. It's the time we've been waiting for, Hammer. Let's go.
We've been waiting about 4 months, and this is it. And, Anthony, I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, and everyone right now, I'm going to win.
Of course. Of course. That's what we said since day one.
I can't believe we're 2-2 for, but you called it from the jump.
I told you.
You said, it's, and we the whole panel, we're like, okay, sure, buddy, you're losing five straight, whatever. It's 2-2 going into basketball, man. Yeah. Good props.
And, Anthony, can you get there? We don't know the location yet, but can you be there Tuesday? Are you available Tuesday?
We'll call your boss if we need to, Anthony.
Hey, Hammer, man, I got some bad news, man. I hope it don't deteriorate you. After the game, man, I'm going out the country, man. So I'm not going to be around all next week.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. Oh. You'll be able to watch it live on YouTube. So
Yes. You know, I will watch. Hammer, I'm going to be rooting. I will watch. Hey, Hammer, please, man, I have one wish, man. Just follow through, man. Do not let us down, Hammer.
Well, follow through in two cents. Follow through and win, but follow through on the shots.
Follow
when I was with Herb McGee last
shot,
week. When Herb McGee and I were working out, I was working out, he was coaching me. He was very clear. His number one thing was follow through on the shot because he noticed I had a tendency to drop my arm, and he could tell that that was making the shot more erratic. So that is
advice from Herb McGee.
Priority number one.
No big deal.
Yeah. Priority number one. All right, Anthony, give me a big answer, buddy. What, like this coming season, was highly anticipated?
I'm going to go with the fight of the century, Muhammad Ali and Smoke
and
Joe. That's
a great answer.
That's a big answer, too. We've had great answers. Ali Frazier won 1971, Madison Square Garden, a big answer. All right, a couple final minutes here with Ross. Ross will be with us till 8:40. Merrill with us till 9. Reminder, Terrell Owens here at the McGurkson Roersford coming up from 5 to 6 today. Ross, NFL storylines. Let's just cover this quickly. What is the biggest non-Eagles storyline this year in pro football?
I think right now it's probably the Micah Parsons trade, and in particular what that means. I mean, I think you can make a compelling argument that the Packers are the favorites in the NFC now. I wouldn't put them over the Eagles yet, but they're clearly the next team up. Right? I mean, he's a difference-making player. You know,
is Jordan Love, though, like 2 years ago, I'm like, man, this guy looks like he's going to be top five in pro football. So did C.J. Stroud. And then both of them regressed to different levels.
But that, I think, is part of the learning process for young quarterbacks that I think if you're an Eagles fan, you got to hope Jaden Daniels goes through that this year. Because year one as starters, they play well. But then the whole offseason, D coordinator trying to come up with new stuff to slow them down. And a lot of times their coaches, their offensive coaches, they get so excited about them, they put more on their plate, and maybe they're not ready for it.
And let me give you some quick hitters, Ross, because, again, Ross, just for a couple minutes, let's just do really quick hitters. Has Kansas City regressed? Like, did what we see in the Super Bowl be a sign that their roster isn't what it used to
be? No, I think they're going to be better this year.
Who comes out of the AFC?
I have the Chiefs.
What happens with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Eight or nine wins.
Is Bo Nix going to be over the next 10 years a good NFL quarterback?
Yes, I think that the Broncos are the most likely team to be up there with the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs in terms of maybe sneaking into the AFC Championship game.
Will Shedeur Sanders be an average or better quarterback in his career?
No.
Okay.
That might have been the best performance we've ever had with a go quick. You were like quick hitters.
Average or better starting quarterback, you mean?
Yeah, better than an average starting quarterback.
Oh, no. I would think no. Okay. I'd be very surprised by that.
All right, very good.
That was phenomenal. Well done.
Well, I thought my questions. I mean, I had to come up with the
questions.
That
was good.
That was quick.
Compliments on both sides. Well done.
Yeah, Joe, never forget a chance to compliment yourself
real quick.
Of course,
right? You know?
Boy, I will tell you the quarterback to look out for this year. Michael Penix.
Ooh, I like him.
Michael Penix in Atlanta.
Him. He throws
deep. He is a great, great talent. You watch him emerge. And I actually think that Bo Nix could take the Broncos this year and pass the Chiefs.
Sure. I want one last thing while Ross is here. Get the drum roll back in the studio ready, Mr. Wilson. The Ross Tucker 2025 Eagles regular season prediction. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to Shiel earlier, so I guess I'm not that original. Very tough schedule, very good team. They're loaded again. 12-5 feels like the right number
very
once again.
Very good. Hey, Ross, stay well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ross Tucker.
Thank you, guys.
As he's got a busy next 6 months ahead of him, and he'll be with us every Wednesday. It's either 7:30 or 7:40, something like that, every Wednesday for an entire hour. All right, coming up in 1 minute, what Nick Foles said yesterday on WIP about over and over and over again being asked about the Philly special. It was a great answer from Foles. You'll hear it coming up in 1 minute.
So you know how everyone's talking about getting their house ready for colder weather? Well, one of the things you can do is replace your windows. I did it to protect my home from the summer heat, and now's the time to protect your home from the cold.
John, I feel like so many people forget that those old drafty windows, or even the cheap ones that come with the house, are just killing your energy bill. That's why we both went with Window Nation. They don't just sell windows, they are experts. And I'm talking top quality, energy efficient windows that actually work.
Window Nation are experts who have installed over 2 million windows. They'll have your new windows in place in a day or less, and it's so quick, you barely even noticed they were there. Trust me on this one. I was sleeping like a baby.
And their latest offer is huge. When you buy 2 windows, you get 2 free. And you don't have to pay a thing for 2 full years. No down payment, no monthly payments, no interest until 2027. Go to windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION to get your free estimate.
All right, we broadcast today from the rally in Roseford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Reminder, all sorts of breakfast deals are available. $12 for great sandwiches. I had the egg and cheese on a long roll earlier. We all had all sorts of variations of breakfast sandwiches. Great stuff. Terrell Owens will be here tonight from 5 to 6. The radio station will be broadcasting from here through 6 o'clock. Joe and Hugh show coming up at 10. Spike Ike and that Boban guy coming up at 2 o'clock. Reminder, speaking of Boban, otherwise known as the Oaf, otherwise known as Jack Fritz, the segment that we did yesterday on the afternoon show, if you missed it, and it was something. I'll say that. It was something.
I can't wait. I got some polling from the audience, by the way. The main consensus is people think Spike went way over the top.
Okay.
Is what I have heard from the audience here.
Not the first time.
That's what I mean.
So you'll hear that segment coming up at 9 o'clock today from yesterday. It was, I thought, pretty entertaining. You be the judge and the rules for the basketball. So we'll get to that coming up shortly. Twitter poll also right now. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you like the Eagles coaches and players? Do you like that the Eagles coaches and players have chosen to not be on the sideline for the Super Bowl banner reveal ceremony tomorrow night? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. So it's been 8.5 years now since the Eagles won that Super Bowl in Minnesota, the first one they won, Super Bowl 52. And the Philly special was one of the most important plays within the game. Had they failed at it, they may have lost the game. But they did not fail. And it was an all-time trick play, and it was a shocker. And it was, if you remember, the four guys that touched the ball, it went from Kelsey to Corey Clement to Trey Burton to Nick Foles. So Nick Foles was on WIP yesterday, and a great interview with Spike Ike and Jack. Talked about a lot, and one of the things was an interesting question about, you know, always being asked about the Philly special. You can only imagine how often he gets it, especially if he's around here. Here is Foles' answer on repeatedly being asked that question and whether it bugs him, always being asked about the same play by so many fans?
I think I just, being in Philadelphia, being drafted in Philly, and just being around the fan base, living in South Philly for a couple of years, and downtown, being around everyone, I know how important the Super Bowl is for everyone. The Super Bowl victory, the first one, was so special because every year was like, this is going to be the year. So I know when that question is asked about the Super Bowl or the Philly special, I've been doing a series on social media about fun facts about the Philly special that people didn't know. As my brand Dad Season released the hat, I'm wearing the You Want Philly Philly hat.
There you go.
And I know that it's important to everyone asking me the question, and I try to treat it as it's the first time I got asked the question. And in my response, I don't want to shortchange it because that might be the only opportunity that person has to ask me about the question or in their way. And I want them to feel important because they are important, and every fan in Philly is important. And that's why it's so special. And it's really a great honor to have something like that with the Super Bowl and the Philly special, to have something to talk about. Not everyone gets that opportunity throughout their career to not only have a relationship with a team like Philadelphia, but the fan base. And I don't take that for granted. Fortunately, I'm so surrounded by coaching youth sports and, you know, building, you know, running the Dad Season brand and the podcast that I never really think about it too much. But it is always special when someone asks me, and I try to give them the attention they deserve.
What a guy.
I love him.
What a guy.
It's like the most perfect answer I've ever heard to any question, right? ever.
Is there any question as to why the locker room was tilted in his direction?
Damn right, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It was like I'm thinking of Joe DiMaggio. There was like, right? Yeah. Where it's like some kid who comes to the ballpark, never seen me play. I got to give him my all every day. It was like, I want them to feel like that they're the first person ever. I got chills. No, I'm not
great.
Even kidding. Like, wow.
That's great. And then there's this current Eagles team who I do love, but they're like, you know what? You guys had the banner ceremony by yourself. All right, so
like to win the Super Bowl? What are you talking about? We won the Super Bowl.
So, Devin, you're going to be on the field for the banner ceremony tomorrow night.
I'll be the only one, I guess.
Devin had a funny tweet putting out the Will Smith.
Fresh Prince
when he's looking around the room. Yeah.
That's going to be me. So, Meryl, and if you guys want to just like have a chat, down there.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll set the scene.
You won't have anyone to interview, but hey, maybe you grab a referee or something. Hey, Mr. Referee.
CD Lamb just crossed the sideline.
You know what? I should go find CD Lamb.
Seriously, you should. Yeah.
So, Meryl, we heard Foles, and obviously it makes sense that he would be asked more about that than anything else in his career. You've been doing this for almost 50 years as the Eagles announced. What year is this, by the way?
Only 49.
49.
Only.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from Meryl Reese's 49th year. 49th year. All right. Oh, so, Meryl, I've never asked you this. What question do you get the most when people come up to you?
And they say, what is your favorite call of all time?
Yeah, that makes sense. I've asked you that.
And I never think about calls. I think about moments, about plays. But I say, aside from the Super Bowl, the final moments of the Super Bowl, which came from the heart, they asked me if I wrote it. And I never write it. But the moment that I remember the most was December 19th, 2010.
Deshaun.
When the Eagles were so bad in the first half. I said, the score is 20. The Giants 23. The Eagles are still at the hotel. And the Eagles came back. And I can remember that entire second half where it was a Michael Vick pass. And by the way, that's the best 30 minutes of quarterbacking I've ever seen. Michael Vick in that second half. Michael Vick to Brent Celek, 64 yards. Onside kick, David Akers, recovered by Riley Cooper. Pass to
Macklin.
Jeremy Macklin. Yep. And then again, Michael Vick on a draw. And then another touchdown pass to Jeremy Macklin. And I can remember the crowd just quietly.
Yeah.
You could hear a pin drop. And then I figured the Eagles had to hold them one more time, and they did. And Matt Dodge went back to punt, and Deshaun Jackson looked up, and he muffed the ball.
Sure did.
And then he picked it up, and the Red Sea parted, and Jason Avant threw one of the greatest blocks of all time, and then Deshaun started to dance. Well, as I described it, Mike Quick punctuated it. As I said, he's at the 30, and Mike would go, oh, right down the line. And then Deshaun started to dance at the 2-yard line, and as I watched that play again and again and again, there's a giant with an angle on him, And every time I see that, I get scared that he's going to make the tackle.
Yeah.
He just misses him, and he slips into the end zone, and that was the greatest moment I've ever
incredible.
Seen.
Incredible. Remains to this day.
To this day.
The only time in NFL history that a game ended in regulation
on a punt return.
On a punt return.
Yeah. Yeah.
There has been one in overtime on a punt return. But that was the final play
and
of regulation.
And then the shot of Tom Coughlin screaming in Dodge's face. Like, what the hell? I told you not to punt it.
Kick it anywhere but directly at him.
I do think Merrill makes a great
point. By the way, the snap was a little high. Let
it
me
was,
just say,
yeah.
Part of the reason why I think Dodge kicked it right at him, high snap, he had to leap up to get it, and I think his timing was
it's
off.
It's a great point. Yeah. I think Merrill has a good point, though, highlighting Vic. Because even when he said we're like Deshaun, and I think Deshaun deserves credit for that moment, but Mike Vic is the reason.
He got shortchanged.
Yeah, he got shortchanged.
He got shortchanged.
It's one of the great halves we've ever seen.
His throw to Celek, I mean, it was a bullet right down the middle of the field.
Everything, including the onside kick, everything contributed to that.
No, they
that
won almost
amazing.
For about 8 minutes. They won every play.
They used every second. Yeah. They used every second they had.
They had to win every play.
They did,
and they won every play for 8 straight minutes. It was really something.
But you know, the great thing about this job is you leave the house or you leave the hotel, and you don't know that there is a chance that you're going to see something that day that you've never seen before.
Totally.
Well, you've seen a few of those. I mean, Mike Quick's 99-yard TD to
you know, game. Here in the monitors, a little while ago, I was looking up and I saw Mike always laughs and kids about the fact that Ron Jaworski gets credit for a 99-yard touchdown. He says it was 7 yards. I took it the other 93. Yeah.
As Jaws likes to say, 99 yards. 2 feet and 11 inches.
I mean, I can still remember the safeties on the field for Atlanta, Scott Case and Bobby Butler.
Wow.
That's something. Amazing. All right, let's talk to Jim calling from Sewell. Jim, good morning, sir.
How are you?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Jim?
Good. So first on the Eagles, like the Nick Foles interview just gave a snippet of where he said the Eagles fans talk about, you know, this is going to be our year. 2 Super Bowls in my lifetime since 56, 2 World Series wins. You got to get the players out there. You got to get Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce on the big screen, hyping it up, and just really do it well because it's an opportunity to celebrate with the fans. So I think you put the players out there. They understand.
Well, Jim, I know Buddy Ryan would have the players out there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Buddy would probably personally walk the Lombardi Trophy to midfield himself.
Buddy would be wearing a Dallas Sucks shirt.
You know, it's like ever since Andy, and listen, I'm an Andy Reid fan, let me be clear. But ever since Andy, you know,
we are robots.
The approach has
we
just
give
been
you nothing.
Very different. Yeah, it's been very different.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would say that.
Oh, like,
are you kidding me, guys? So many people were criticizing Nick Sirianni.
But he changed.
For
I agree. He
showing
used to
too
be
much
buddy-ish.
Emotion, and now we're complaining that he's like not going to celebrate out on the field.
But I'll say this: the Buddy Vermeil and Ray Rhodes way of embracing the rivalry
was
just
fun. It was entertaining.
Rhea, it was 20-fold more than what we have right now.
Well, she,
20-fold.
Nick Sirianni wore a Dallas Sucks shirt, and he got so much.
I loved it, though. I was one of the people not criticizing him.
Go ahead,
listen, you guys don't even realize how crazy Buddy was about this stuff. You know, the day before Friday when the Eagles were practicing in Arizona all week before they went to Wrigley to Soldier Field in Chicago. And we fly into Chicago, and Buddy said, he said, we're not sneaking up on anyone. We're going to blast the lights, beat the horns, and I'm sitting on the bus next to Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the buses, 7 buses, start circling Soldier Field and blowing the horns.
Devin, this is before a playoff game.
Yeah, before a playoff game.
On the road. This is a whole different world.
And Wade Phillips said to me, he's serious. He's serious about this. Buddy did anything to draw attention.
Right.
But it was incredible.
Yeah, no, I love. And listen, Ray's battles with Barry Switzer were legendary because Switzer would say some stuff and then Ray would say some
Switzer
stuff.
Oh, Switzer was
back,
a nut.
It's fun.
Yeah.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.